Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia and France are exploring opportunities to broaden their bilateral ties with a special focus on strategic cooperation in higher and vocational education. Indonesia's Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Brian Yuliarto, and French Ambassador to Indonesia, Fabien Penone, discussed bilateral relations during a meeting at Yuliarto's office in Jakarta on Monday. Deputy Speaker of Indonesia's People Consultative Assembly, Lestari Murdijat, has emphasized the importance of ensuring children's access to appropriate information, urging all stakeholders to support related initiatives. She said that efforts to develop the Children's Friendly Information Center, or PESA, to uphold children's right to appropriate information must be supported by all parties, said in a statement issued on Tuesday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners, now I'm gonna play you a hit song. It is from one of Indonesia's most loved musician / comedian, Gusti Irwan Wibowo, who sadly just passed away. Recently passed away. And it really was a very sad moment for all of us Indonesians to lose such a beautiful soul and fun personality. But it shows that because of his passing and how many people who are sad because of his passing, that he is deeply loved and his artworks will always be loved by the Indonesians. So I'll play you one of his favorite songs from the Indonesians, Diculik Cinta.
Luar biasa, luar biasa. Kok bisa ya di luar nalar? Hatiku merekah, oh serasa berkah. Curiga bertanda, ku diculik cinta. Ah masa iya, ah masa iya. Salahku serasa hilang, bagaikan ilalang yang melayang-layang. Kok bisa ya ada sihir apa?
Ada yang bersihir, kena guna-guna.
masa iya, ah masa iya, masalahku serasa hilang. Bagaikan ilalang yang melayang-layang, kok bisa ya ada sihir apa?
Jatuh cinta kepadamu, atau kamu yang jatuh cinta kepada aku? Tapi yang jelas,
aku tenang karena kamu. Aku tenang melihat kamu. Aku tenang karena kamu, karena kehadiranmu. Aku tenang karena kamu. Aku tenang melihat kamu. Aku tenang karena kamu. Karena kehadiranmu
semuanya.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Gak pernah mengerti. gak akan mengerti. Itu pasti.
Are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the local's housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Mm-hmm. sakit cintaku padamu. Aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu, walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja, tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu, walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, kuatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jika dia cintaimu, melebihi cinta padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu, walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja, tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu, walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, kuatlah diri. Buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku
si ruang hati jadi merona.
Langit yang mendayung, warnanya merayu, seisi dunia merasa dimadu.
Asmara senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu. Jika pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi.
Rasa yang menanjak sampai kaki tak berpijak, melayang di angan, berasa disayang.
Selalu tentangmu, lalu selalu tentangku. Kenyataannya tak pernah bisa jauh.
apakah senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu? Jika pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan ke atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Kita kan terbang lebih jauh lagi. Bersama mimpi mata dan hati lebih dekat. Jika pelangi berkenan, genggamlah tanganku.
Genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Di mata dan hati dekat, di langkah pelangi dekat. Sekarang dan nanti dekat.
VOI listeners, if we're here, you often listen about the travel destination of Indonesia, beautiful places from across Indonesia. And now I want you to know the capital city of Indonesia, current capital city, Jakarta. Yes, there is not much of a natural places such as lakes or curug or just, you know, beaches in Jakarta. But when you travel, beautiful places is not the only one that you're looking for. For me personally, I would go for the food. Yes, the food. And now, let's explore Jakarta's street food. Explore Jakarta's tantalizing street food as the capital city of Indonesia and a melting pot of cultures. The Big Durian serves some of the most addicting food. Yes, as a melting pot of all cultures, you know that New York is called the Big Apple, right? And Jakarta is called the Big Durian. I just know about this. These vendors aren't hard to find as they are sprawled all across the city. Once you start munching, you just cannot stop. Now there are lists of this, and I'm going to read you some. The first one is martabak. There are two types of martabak, savory and sweet. The savory martabak is a deep-fried omelette made either with chicken or duck eggs. It has crispy texture on the outside and vegetables and beef filling on the inside. One bite will leave you wanting more. This is so true. Meanwhile, the sweet martabak is similar to a pancake. There are two types of sweet martabak, thin or thick. Personally, as your host, if you want my opinion, I like the thick one. The classic version is usually filled with chocolate sprinkles or cheese. However, nowadays, sweet martabak have evolved to a lot of, you know, unique flavors such as green tea, Toblerone, Ofo Maltin, or red velvet, you know? The other one is kerak telur. Kerak telur is actually the native Betawi traditional dish. And in Jakarta, the native people is called Betawi people. And kerak telur is their native dish. It is a crispy omelette made from eggs and glutinous rice cooked on charcoal. It is topped with scrumptious serving of crunchy fried shallots and shredded coconut. Yummy! Then we have gado gado. If you want a healthier option, if you are a vegan and you are, you know, vegan, vegetarian, or you're on a diet, don't worry. Indonesia has a lot of yummy options for all of you who are on a diet or vegan or vegetarian. We have gado gado. This is the Indonesian version of salad. The dish consists of fresh vegetables such as coyote, green bean, cabbage, corn, bean sprouts, spinach, baked potatoes, and tofu or tempeh. The vegetables are then drizzled with savory peanut sauce, and if you like it hot, you can add extra chili. The mouth-watering gado-gado is a favorite among vegans and people who are on diets. I am currently on diet, so I think I should go for, you know, gado-gado right now. But not until the lunch hour. The next one is somai. This is probably one of the most popular street food in the city. From small traveling carts to restaurants, somai is served throughout the city in various ways. However, the base tasting somai is actually the one sold on the street. This is so, so, so true, guys. Somai is influenced by the Chinese dumpling, shumai. It is made of steamed fish, usually tenggiri or wahoo fish, dumpling served with steamed tofu, potatoes drowned in delicious peanut sauce. This is a must try. If you notice, I've mentioned peanut sauce a lot of times, it's because there's a lot of Indonesian dish that involves, you know, that used peanut sauce, just like shumai, gado-gado, and ketoprak. There are a lot of Indonesian food, you know. And the last one that I'm about to read you, this is a must, guys. If you are a foreigner and you are currently traveling to Indonesia, please check out gorengan. What is gorengan? Gorengan is fried snacks. This is another popular choice for those craving some snacks. Basically, any battered and then deep fried snacks is called gorengan. Street vendors usually sells, deep fried tofu with or without fillings, tempeh, soybean cake, cassava, and bananas. Many locals eat this bite-sized food with small green chilies or cabai rawit to add spiciness. So, which one of these street foods vendors that you are interested to try? We have gorengan, gado-gado, siomay, martabak, and kerak telur. So when you're traveling to Jakarta, make sure to check these places out, or you don't have to search it anywhere. It's basically everywhere when you're traveling in Jakarta.
Senyum yang indah itu masih seperti dulu, namun baru kali ini rona wajahmu tampak begitu sendu. Lalu ku dengar kabar kau ingin putus darinya. Dalam hatiku berkata, ini kesempatan untukku. Ingatlah, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang, izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih. Keputusanmu, ingatlah, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang, izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru. Bila kau cari harta, dia memang pasti dari diriku. Bila kau cari
Songs Indonesia.
It's a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in older karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tape on the tap, then it is tap on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Chitamyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalong Kulon, Cianjur, which is made from palm midrap. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya itu dari ranting aren, aren orang Sunda bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang.
In the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, jemur kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, dijemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nata says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni, itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemari lah. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah la baba yarun Astaghfirullah la banunagi Astaghfirullah la banunantrog Astaghfirullah Aya kolektor
Thank you. depan hirup loba masalah hutang kawarung jangka tetangga dan maya listrik jangka kontrakan asong filmo
Santos kabalayar ayeuna.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu, asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada, Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Nah, kita harus menjaga itu, jaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called karinding.
Kambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example, during Eid al-Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, West Sumatra is famous for its savory and tasty culinary. West Sumatra foods are rich in spices. Besides savory culinary, West Sumatra also has delicious desserts, one of which is Bika cake. Bika stands from biskuit koto baru asli or new original koto biskuit. The biskuit is the traditional snack of Koto Baru City in West Sumatra. Sometimes the cake is also known with the name Kue Naraka Rasa Surga, which means the cake that looks like hell, but it tastes heavenly delicious. After preparing the batter of the cake, which is made from flour, coconut water, and sugar, the second step of making the cake is by pouring the batter to a pot. Before pouring the cake into the pot, we have to lay banana leaf and teak wood. The batter is baked by using firewood came from cinnamon trees. If you want to try Bika cake, you can buy it in Padang Raya Street, Bukit Tinggi. The price of the cake is affordable, namely it only costs 7,000 rupiah. You can also enjoy the cake with a cup of coffee.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
learning about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outrage admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, this Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestions. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance.